Good afternoon, listeners, I guess. I'm your host, Leah, and this is Sam.
Hey there, and welcome back to our podcast. Today we are talking about our fun and interesting trip to Yellowstone National Park.
I remember going there, but before we get into that, let's dig into some of the history of the park. Let's start with the founder, John Coulter, I guess.
Oh, I remember learning about him. He was an American trapper explorer and the first white man to have seen and described what is now Yellowstone National Park in the year 1806.
Wow, that's so cool and interesting.
That's right. I find it very interesting.
I was mocking you.
I know, Leah. Continuing on with the history, did you know that the park was officially established in 1872?
Well, did you know that the Shoshone, also known as the Shepeater, were known to previously live there?
What are the Shoestones or Sheep Eaters?
Well, it's actually Shoshone, also known as the Shepeater. Anyways, they were a group of Indians who used to live in Yellowstone Park.
Oh, that makes sense. Now let's talk about the most recent event at Yellowstone, the flood.
That was really annoying.
Yeah, we got stuck there for a few days, but we obviously didn't let that ruin our trip.
It wasn't just annoying, it was really sad and it destroyed most of the park.
But luckily, no one got hurt.
I agree. Anyways, let's get back to talking about our trip.
On the first day after we got to the Mammoth Hotel, we went to the Midway Geyser Basin.
Did you know that it's larger than a football field at 370 feet across and deeper than a 10-story building by 125 feet?
Wow, that's huge. It was very colorful and pretty. I loved it so much.
Yeah, it was cool, I guess. You took way too many photos. It was almost ridiculous.
You know what, Leah? You're kind of a downer.
Changing the subject, I really liked the hot springs by the geyser. It was pretty calming and fun.
You know what else was fun?
What?
Riding horses through the park. It was so refreshing.
It was okay. The horse I was riding scared me. He was so big.
Well, maybe you're just scared of large animals.
Well, I didn't entirely hate it. The view was actually kind of pretty.
I absolutely agree. It was beautiful.
My favorite part was probably leaving, or Old Faithful.
I really didn't like Old Faithful that much. We were standing in line for hours, and you know I hate waiting. There were so many people there.
I quite liked it, actually. The only thing I agreed with you on was how crowded it was. I really don't like people.
Yeah, I know. But after waiting in that line, I really enjoyed eating at Roosevelt Lodge.
Their salads were pretty good.
Salads? Oh my gosh, you really are a downer.
Fine, fine. I like the ribbed steak.
Ooh, very fancy of you.
Whatever.
Oh man, I'm getting hungry again. Whatever. Continuing on with our trip, we went back to the Mammoth Hotel. I hate to tell you about it, but their service was kind of, slow.
Oh yeah, I remember waiting there an hour for a sandwich. It was ridiculous.
Well, we really can't blame them that much. There were a lot of people there too.
Yeah, but I remember you falling asleep there like a baby. You were hugging the pillow and snoring really loudly. I couldn't even fall asleep.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. The beds were so comfy. At least the Mammoth Lodge wasn't as bad as the Old Faithful Inn. The employees there were so rude.
Tell me about it. I asked them where our room was and they said, go look for it yourselves. I was about to literally throw hands with them.
Oh, luckily I stopped you just in time or we would have both been kicked out.
We shouldn't have even gone there anyways. The rooms and the food were so overpriced.
Okay, let's talk about something else, rather than complaining. We don't want our listeners to hear the downs of our trip.
I didn't realize this until now, but Yellowstone Park is so big that a month to see everything is too short of a time.
You just realized that? You know that Yellowstone Park is huge. It's more than 2 million acres big.
Well, yeah, I just never really thought about it.
I am a little sad about it, though. I really wanted to visit a lot more places, but we only got to see part of it.
Well, we both had fun, so it was worth it in the end.
You had fun? Wow, you seemed like you didn't like it at all.
You can be so mean sometimes.
I was just kidding. But yeah, it was absolutely amazing and totally worth it.
Continuing on with our trip, we decided to go to Lake Yellowstone.
Oh, I love that place. The smell of the pine trees and the cute little birds singing.
That's so corny.
Sorry. Anyways, we tried going canoeing there, but we were really bad and fell in the water.
We? No, you were the one who was waving your arms around after we had just gotten into the canoe.
That's not my fault. There were too many flies.
Don't over-exaggerate. There were barely any flies.
You know I have sensitive skin.
Our canoeing trip unfortunately got cut short, but for the little time it was, I really enjoyed it.
That was really all we did there, so I guess we should wrap this up now, right?
I agree. I think it's time to go eat some ribbed steak.
I definitely agree.
Okay, that's all. See you next time, listeners.
Bye!